Hey, this is local recording artist Bex, and you're listening to CFCR 90.5 FM.
Is it's time for the stand up sit down on CFCR. Here's your host, Trevor Dean.
As we nicely settle in to the 6 o'clock supper hour on a Thursday evening, you're listening to the stand up sit down. He's right on CFCR 90.5 FM. Saskatoon's community radio station. It's Trevor Dean, the creator and host of the show. And the stand-up sit-down basically takes a look at the world of stand-up comedy through the eyes of the people who know it best, stand-up comics. We take a look at their life, their comedy career, and show the average person how the two sides intersect more often than you would think, because there are some people that probably go to a comedy show and think, wow, that looks really easy, or they make it look so easy. And the truth is, there's nothing easy about stand-up comedy. We're just like regular people. The only difference is that we have a little bit of a different kind of job, as most people fear public speaking more than death, according to studies that have been published. So that tells you right there that we are some of the braver people that you will meet. Now, normally the show is broadcast Thursday nights at 12:30. But we have moved up, and a special thanks to Program Director Jay Allen for moving us up a few notches on the time clock. Of course, the show that is normally in its place is the show that is the father and daughter talk show about board games, games on board, and we are sorry that they're not able to be on right now, as they are unable to do any shows online due to the pandemic. But once things get up and rolling again, and the hosts are back in the studio where they belong, all the shows will be back to their normal time slots. So we look forward to hearing Games on Board in the very near future. But for now, it's a stand-up sit-down in prime time from 6 to 6:30 on Thursday nights. Now, the show has been on the air since last June, and if you like, you can head to the show's website, thestandupsitdownshow.com. You can find out everything you need about the show, all the social media links, you can find all the promos and past guests and upcoming guests as well. If you go to the About the Show tab, scroll right to the bottom of that page, you will find all of the social media links for Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Yes, we are all over the place on social media, so like the social media pages, get involved, stay connected with us, and we will stay connected with you. And as an added bonus, anything that gets uploaded to the website automatically goes on the Twitter feed. So make sure that you, like I said, subscribe to the Twitter feed and we will get you in the know, and you will be one of the smartest and most intelligent, most interesting people on your block, because you will be listening to this show and following the show, because I think it's got some pretty interesting content. Maybe I'm a bit biased, but there's nothing wrong with that, not at all. Of course, some of the guests that we've had on this show have included people from the world of comedy and from the world of business as well. We've also taken a look at some people who run their own companies through the Humor at Work series. And basically what we do with that is we try and show you people who are in industries that rely on humor as part of their MO in their daily work lives. For example, we had a life coach on, a comedy magician, and a lady who does some event planning in the city. And the more you listen to them, the more you realize that humor really is needed in just about every facet of life, including right now with this pandemic and the way things are. In the coming weeks, we will have a variety of guests on. We will have local stand-up comedian Katie Marie. She is one of the newer comics in the local scene. We will have Samson Coletcar. He is out of the Bay Area in California, runs one of the most popular comedy clubs in the Bay Area. He is the world's first and only Indian Jewish comedian. He bills himself as the Mahatma Moses. He is super funny and a wonderful guy. You'll love to get to know him. We will also have a friend of the show who's been on a few times before. He's won Star Search way back when. He is a triple threat. He is a comedian. He is an actor. He is an entertainer, musician. And I guess it's more than three, but you kind of get my drift. The guy is just a consummate professional and very positive and just great to talk to. Also does Disney Cruise Lines as well. Taylor Mason will be on the program very soon. He has some farm animals that he calls his friends that he has as part of his act. He is family friendly and, like I said, a super nice guy. We will talk to him. And also we will talk in the coming weeks to Jerry Corley. He is based out of Los Angeles, California. He is the founder of a comedy school. That's right. You can go to school for just about anything, including learning how to be a stand-up comedian. I'm living proof of that. Whether or not I'm successful at it, well, the jury's still out. But hey, no time like the present. He runs the stand-up comedy clinic. He's got an accolade of credits behind his name. Former Right Show for the Tonighter. Yeah, how about former writer for the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, wrote the movie Stretch. And he's done a bunch of different things in that regard. So, like I said, over the next few weeks, the show will be online, but we will still bring you some of the best content around, I believe, and some interesting conversations that will hopefully take your mind off of what's going on in the world today, which, needless to say, is stressful and frustrating for most of us, although things are starting to level out a little bit, which you can tell because there's not that hourly notifications that go off on your phone with more cases, more deaths, that kind of thing. So we're starting to flatten the curve, as they say. So hopefully you are doing well and you are safe and sound. And hopefully this time away has, you know, maybe had to make you shift your priorities, slow down a little bit, take your foot off the gas, and maybe reprioritize what's important, which are family and friends, if you're allowed to go outside and, you know, see people. But sometimes it takes a serious issue or tragedy or something along those lines to really reset your priorities and remember what's really important in life, and that is being good to one another, helping out one another, and, you know, not being scared to live life and just being able to take chances to improve yourself, to stretch, to grow, and to be a better person. Because at the end of the day, when you die, nobody's going to remember, you know, how much money you had or any of the material things that you had. What they will remember most and what will be your legacy is who you were as a person and the impact that you had on others. So just do the best you can to be the best person you can be to those around you, whether you know them or not. Now, as for myself, I am a part of the Saskatoon comedy scene. I've been around for over 8.5 years. There are open mics that go on in the city on a weekly basis. There were a few that got stopped because of the pandemic. They were Sunday nights. There was the Comedy Bone Schmomedy Zone, which was at a venue called the Copper Mug. There was the Black Cat Tavern, which hosted the open mics on, I believe, Tuesday night, and then the Comedy Lab at the Crazy Cactus just down the street from CFCR Studios on the Thursday nights, which was the most popular open mic in the city. But now, like I said, with the pandemic, things have shifted. There's a lot of uncertainty, not only in the comedy community, but just in the entertainment industry in general. Now, of course, we all know that all non-essential businesses and services will be open at the very latest by May 19th. We in the comedy community have not been given any indication by the venues we perform at what's going to happen, if we're getting back on stage, when we're getting back on stage, how many people they will allow into the venues. But once we get that information, we will certainly communicate it to all of you through social media and through the radio and maybe yelling on the street if people don't mind comedians yelling. I'm kidding. Comedians wouldn't yell in the street. Unless, of course, you stub your toe. Then you gotta yell because that really hurts a lot. But now we have some online open mics, and the best way to find out what open mics are going on in the city online is to like the pages of the people that put them on. Fabian Dres with Gaptooth Productions, he runs his shows mostly out of the Black Cat Tavern, but is doing online open mics where the comedians connect through their homes. So if you like Gaptooth Productions, you will get all of the latest information and invites to those events. And of course, the Comedy Lab from the ingenious minds of the Williamson brothers, Dylan and Dustin, who of course both run it out of their homes again and connect with comics on the local comedy scene from their homes. If you go to the Comedy Lab Saskatoon on Facebook, you can like their page and get all the information you need about upcoming shows. The Comedy Bone Schmomedy Zone is taking a bit of a hiatus during the pandemic, but there is one more open mic that is the longest running and most consistent of the online open mic shows in the city. And it is one that is called Comedy at a Distance. You like that, huh? The pandemic, social distancing, comedy at a distance. I'm kind of clever. I should do that more often. That is the show that is put together by myself, Trevor Dean, on Saturday nights. And you can go to the Stand Up Sit Down Facebook page for more information on that. So basically what I'm saying is that if you're plugged into social media, which you should be more than ever before since we all get to sit at home and do very little, you will be able to keep tabs on the comedy scene. You'll be able to keep tabs on the online open mics when and where. And we encourage you to take them in and sit back, relax, and enjoy some comedy. But when you do, the majority of them are done through the Zoom room. We ask that you try and find a place that is quiet, where you can kind of, you know, be alone with your thoughts and, you know, just sit back and allow yourself to enjoy the comedy. Now, in a perfect world, we would enjoy it as comedians if you would keep your microphones on, so that way we can hear your laughs, because a comedian only knows they're doing a good job if they hear the laughter. But of course, sometimes, you know, because you're at home, because everybody's at home, there's more distractions and stuff, and you may not be able to have your mic on, which we understand, but the fact that you're at least in the room and taking part in listening to the show is something that we definitely enjoy. But like I said, again, please make yourself make yourself known. Say hi to the comics, talk to them, laugh. You can certainly ask questions of the comics in between sets and whatnot, because this is a way for us to reach a brand new audience. Now, there are some issues, shall we say, that can arise from online open mics. A couple of them that come to mind are, first of all, the meeting room getting hacked, which I had a few weeks ago. It is not a pleasant experience. It is scary, very scary actually, but thankfully Zoom's tightened up their security protocol and new security measures have been put in place to make sure that those type of things do not happen again. The other thing that was brought to my attention a couple days ago is that online open mics are opportunely for people to record the sets of that comedian and steal their material, which was news to me. I've never heard of that before. And I would like to think that as Canadians that were too polite too friendly to want to do something like that. Maybe it's more of an American thing, I don't know, but there are some headliners that I could understand why they would have those type of concerns, because of course you're a headliner. This is your way that you make money. It's the way that you provide for your family to pay your bills. And the last thing that you want is somebody encroaching on your turf, so to speak, and to steal your material. And hopefully in the next few weeks, when we get some of the headliners on, like Jerry Corley and Taylor Mason, we can pose that question to them and see what they think about it. Now, of course, last week we had on the biggest of the guests up to this point. The one and only Tammy Pescatelli was gracious enough with her time to stop by for a bit of a chat and talk about just everything that's going on in her life with the pandemic and what things will look like when they are all said and done. Now, there were some audio problems with that show, but you can still hear what she said. And the thing that probably blew me away the most about that interview was how authentic she was, how happy and joyful she was about wanting to finally connect with me to talk to me, because usually you don't get that kind of, or I don't usually get that kind of happiness and joy from the other person. You can just really just, the sincerity and the authenticity just shone through big time. And she's just a class act. And the example for other comics to follow about how to treat people and how to treat other comedians. She doesn't get to Canada very much, I don't think, but if she ever does, if she's ever in these neck of the woods, man, go see her. Play hooky from work if you have to, do what you gotta do, but go see her, because she is worth every penny. Oh my goodness. Plus, she has a movie coming out. She's got specials on Amazon Prime and iTunes as of right now. And if you go online, you can find out all of that stuff and go to her website, pescatelli.com, and you will find out more about that. Of course, Tammy Pescatelli actually has a Facebook Live comedy show that she does with her son during the pandemic, because she mentioned that, you know, there's, you know, the kids aren't laughing. There's nobody to really tell jokes to the kids or help them laugh, take their mind off of things. So together with her son on her Facebook fan page, I believe it's Wednesdays, she sits down with her son and tells a few jokes that are geared towards kids. And she also gets some of her famous comedian friends to tell jokes as well. The jokes may be a little bit, you know, cheesy, but still they're geared towards children and to make them laugh. And that's just amazing. And also Taylor Mason, who, as we mentioned before, will be an upcoming guest on the show as well, also does a Facebook Live video from his home with his puppets that he calls his friends. And again, it's just, it's good, clean, family-friendly entertainment. I mean, your kids are, you know, kicking around the house anyways, so why not have them watch something, you know, good, something funny, something clean and wholesome that will take the mind off of things for a while. So some of the headliners are certainly stepping up during this pandemic and trying to lighten the load, lessen the burden upon families, upon people, just to get people to sit back and relax and laugh, because that's something that I'm not sure if we did a lot as a society in general before this pandemic started. Now, like I said, you know, hopefully this is kind of a reset button for some people to, you know, reevaluate, reprioritize, and, you know, take the steps needed to, you know, just reorganize and live a happier and healthier life, both mentally and physically. Don't forget, as mentioned before, the stand-up sit-down on CFCR. You can get at us anytime on the World Wide Web, on the website, thestandupsitdownshow.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Connect with us that way. Stay connected. You'll get updates on all the latest episodes, who's coming up as guests, who we've had previously, and all that fun stuff. So please, like I said, connect with us. We would really appreciate it. And there's also an email address in the links on the website where you can send your comments, questions, give us ideas on guests, because there are a lot of comedians all over the world, and some of them we may not have thought about at first glance to come on the show. But we've had guests pretty much from everywhere. We've gone to Australia, we've gone to Chicago, Los Angeles, Edmonton, within the city. I don't think we've gone any farther east than Saskatchewan. Pretty sure we haven't, for Canada anyways. So, like I said, there's a lot of comics out there, you know, and a lot of people in the business world as well that use humor as their MO, that if you think would make a good guest, please connect with us through social media, let us know, and we will reach out to them, to these people, and see if they want to be on the show. Now, don't forget, there are a number of ways that you can connect with CFCR to listen to the show. On SaskTel Max channel 820, you can listen online at cfcr.ca through the mobile app available for Apple and Android products, and of course, the old-fashioned way, on the radio, 90.5 FM in Saskatoon. That's the best way to do it. It is. And we are closing in on our time, almost being up for this episode. Hopefully you've learned a little bit about Trevor Dean. Hopefully you've learned a little bit about the stand-up sit-down. And hopefully it will entice you, intrigue you, inspire you, encourage you to come back next week. Basically anything but me having to beg, because that's just not good for somebody my age to be doing anymore. Kidding. So hopefully you will come back next week to the stand-up sit-down Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m. for the duration of the restrictions that are caused by the pandemic. So like I said, we've got some great guests coming up, and we hope that you will connect with us on social media, listen to the show, and come away with a greater appreciation of the people who make stand-up comedy look easy when it's really not. Again, thank you very much for listening. My name is Trevor Dean. This has been the Stand-Up Sit-Down on CFCR, Saskatoon's community radio station, 90.5 FM. We will see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. Good night and have a great week.